Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM morning show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning. You're listening to Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. Happy hump day, as it is quite the hump day weather-wise. We have got a ton of snow overnight in a lot of prairie regions, and it is just getting uglier and uglier as the morning goes on. I ended up grabbing my snow boots to wear this morning and bring my shoes here so that I didn't have to wear my shoes all the way through the snow. And yeah, my car was absolutely buried. I had to grab the shovel to make sure I could get out this morning.
I was out last night for the hockey game, so my car wasn't as buried as yours was, but it still was quite a bit of snow to knock off. That being said, according to the weather forecast, it looks like sometime this afternoon it should start to clear up a little bit and we can finally get some relief from this blowing snow.
Of course, and until then, be sure to be safe on the roads. I know driving here down Smith Street in Yorkton, it was pretty ugly. I was going as slow as possible while also trying to get here with urgency. I know that one of our own guys is stuck out in Melville, couldn't make the trip out because the roads are too bad. So keep that in mind. And also, if you're in the Quebec Valley region and you're looking to make a trip to Regina, don't make that trip. The roads are closed.
I was going to say, you can't do it. The roads all around Regina are closed right now. Highway 10 from Fort Capel to Regina. Highway 1 is closed all the way out to Wolseley. 35 is closed. There's a number of road closures. So if you have to, stay home, first of all. That's the main thing in this weather. But if you have to go out, check the highway hotline. Make sure everything looks good before you take off.
All I know is kids are just thinking, please don't run school buses. Please don't run school buses.
We'll have a few announcements about that during our next news break.
So I'm on Twitter now.
On Twitter.
The more you want to send out a tweet about the way you really feel, the more you should go to bed.
Fox FM.
And this upcoming weekend, got a big, big couple of days. I'm going to meet the girlfriend's parents for the first time. So I need some advice, Matt, and I'm going to ask the listeners.
I was going to say, where's your heart rate at?
Exactly. It's off the roof at this point. That's where my heart rate is. Shoot me a text, 306-783-3699. Let me know some suggestions on what I should and should not be doing when I'm meeting the parents for the first time. I'm sure there's a few people out there that would probably have some great stories to tell me at the same time. And yeah, give me some examples and then I can roll into this weekend not so nervous as I am right now.
Prim and proper, prim and proper.
Yes, of course. Make sure you're eating properly. Make sure you're eating politely. And no toilet mouth, right? That's all that matters.
Avery grew up near Waka, and Reader's trying so hard to not go all Fozzie Bear right now.
Waka, waka.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Give us a call, 306-783-3699, as we're looking to hand out another $50 Subway gift card. Now, you could be giving lunch for the rest of the week to someone you think deserves it. So basically, you're going to call in, you're going to nominate someone who think you deserve, or who think, you're going to nominate someone you think deserves the $50 gift card. And when you do nominate them, we might draw their name later on this morning.
Yeah, we've already got two winners earlier this week. We're going for number three later on this morning. Notice I didn't say the tonight this time. And it could be anyone. You name it. Teacher, coworker, students, someone hunkering down from the snow. It could be anybody.
Yeah, give us a call, 306-783-3699.
Avery may seem like a nice guy. However, if Darth Vader asked him to join the dark side, he would.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
And rumor has it that the Kenora Rainbow Hall Market is going to be going on this Saturday, November 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Should be a great time. Of course, always a huge help, those local vendors are, especially when it comes to Christmas being on the way, those fantastic gifts you can get for grandkids, nieces,
Avery and Reader are office chair racing in the hallway again. So here's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM!
Now, I know we're still quite a ways away from December, but with the snow coming down in November, it definitely is starting to feel a little Christmassy out there, and also people are really starting to shop, decorate, so on and so forth.
A little?
Well, quite a bit, actually. I mean, I've seen quite a few houses out there that have the lights up and everything. My farmhouse has the lights up every single day of every single year. It just makes it so much easier.
There's been a number of homes even here in the city where they've been Christmassy before the snow arrived.
Yes. Hey, and that's completely fine. I know that people do enjoy the holiday season. And hopefully this year's looks a little bit more normal than the last couple have, because they have not been ideal for a lot of people out there. So hopefully we can all get together as families and safely, of course, because it's been way too long since we've been able to see some family members. Obviously, some people were able to get to the family this past summer, but hopefully rolling into this Christmas, that can continue, eh?
Absolutely. Biggest thing, though, is staying safe, everyone.
Fox FM's Avery is going to come to Reader for advice. They are both in trouble.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I feel like in today's world where you can do most of your schoolwork online, they'll never know what it's like to have a true snow day. And I'm talking about kids who wouldn't be able to hop on the bus normally and just be able to hang out all day and play in the snow or help mom around the house, right? Those types of days. I think those might be extinct soon, especially looking at the world we live in today.
Fond memories of snow days back in the day, that's for sure.
Definitely. And with the snow day here today, a lot of bad road conditions out there. Be sure to drive safely. Check the highway hotline or Manitoba511.ca before you do leave. We did get a report from Carolyn Jean Taylor on our Facebook page. We shared a photo of Manitoba511.ca, and she's from out of Benito, Manitoba. She said that Highway 83 not looking as good as Manitoba 511 says.
No, and that is always possible, is that sometimes the sites are a little late on updating their road conditions. So if you do have an update on any of those major highways, let us know as well, just in case Highway Hotline is not up to date.
Definitely. You can shoot us a text or a call at 306-783-3699.
CFGWFM.
We have to say that. So we did.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Matt and I earlier were talking about what school was like back in the day when we had a snow day. Obviously, it's changed over the years. In today's world, we were talking about how kids might not completely understand the full experience of a snow day because of how technology has advanced, especially over the last couple of years, and the pandemic advancing, how school can be run online. But how snow days happened back in the day, everyone kind of has their own definition, I guess, hey?
What are you guys talking about back in the day, snow days? You guys are young. Back in the day, there was no snow day. The farm kids, if the buses didn't go, got a snow day. The town kids had to walk to school.
That's true. The town kids would walk to school. However, where I'm from, Waka, if the town kids knew that the farm kids were not showing up to school, they just wouldn't show up.
They wouldn't go. But that wasn't back in the day, you know.
No, that is true. I know that parents would make their kids go to school regardless.
Oh, yeah, 40 years ago and then some. It was school no matter what.
Well, I know my parents were raised that way, and they would still bring me to school regardless sometimes. If it was a solid day or two without school that third day, they were like, nope, you are going to school. We've had enough of you.
You must have been bad.
Oh, I must have been.
All right, guys, keep up the great work.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, it's Avery and Matt here. Who's in the line?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's Pat. I want to like to nominate Greg Niddick.
Pat, what makes Greg so great?
Because every winter, when there's a storm, he takes his little skid steer and he goes out and cleans driveways. I know he does 8 or 9 for sure, maybe. People's driveways that he knows. He just does it just because. He's just that kind of a guy. Great guy.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We'll make sure Greg is in the draw, and we'll let him know if he's the winner.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
In grade 9, Reader broke his wrist running into a brick wall. No smartphones, so no video.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
This coming weekend is going to be a little stressful for me. Going to go meet the partner's parents for the first time. Now, I'm feeling confident, yet also a little worried at the same time. So I've asked listeners to give me their pointers. And Daniel gave some pretty darn good advice. He said, here's some don'ts. Don't hit on her mom and don't mention alone time with her father. I think that's a good tip from Daniel. Thank you very much. That's much appreciated.
One for each parent, of course, just to, you know, cover your bases.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jennifer Martin sent us a message as well saying, meet them as soon as possible, because then it tells them a lot what type of person you are, that you are invested in what's going to happen in the relationship, obviously. So,
and big thing being yourself.
Yeah, of course. So if you got any advice for me on what I should do and not do when I go to meet my girlfriend's parents this upcoming weekend, shoot me a text or give me a call at 306-783-3699.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc loves football. Good, because around here, it's like a job requirement.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Shout out to those who are out there early this morning cleaning up driveways, getting the sidewalks cleared up, especially the roads as well. Those looked real ugly for the longest period of time, and some of them were closed, especially near Regina, but that's starting to look a little better as we move throughout this morning. However, there's a lot of roads out there with travel not recommended status.
Most of the roads in Regina are still listed as not recommended for travel. The only highway that's still closed is Highway 6 north of Regina, up towards about Southie. That includes Raymore and a couple other communities along the way. There is an accident outside of Regina. That would be Highway 1 and 33. So just if you have to go to the Queen City, be aware. And of course, take your time when you're on the highways today.
Yes, of course. And as we look into Manitoba as well, those conditions are starting to get a little bit more precarious as they're updated. Travel the roads are saying that they're covered. It's a little different for Manitoba, the statuses of roads compared to Saskatchewan. So, yeah, I know that we got an update on Highway 83. That was definitely not as good as originally reported.
No, and it's completely covered all the way up to Swan River at this point. Now that the storm is kind of working its way out of Saskatchewan and into Manitoba, we'll start seeing things get a little chaotic east of us.
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time...
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
If you were at Westland Arena last night, you were witness to an unbelievable show as the Yorkton Terriers hosted the Kindersley Clippers. Hey, Matt.
It was a fun game last night. A little bit of everything, some really good goals, some really big saves, and a nice little tussle as well in the third period.
Yeah, I got a video sent that to me last night, and that was pretty sweet to see. But Kindersley came out on top, 3-2 in a tight one, and ended up going into a shootout, hey?
Yeah, it was a game that Yorkton would like to have back. I'm sure they would have liked to put on a little more of a show for the hometown crowd, especially after being gone for 3 weeks. Kindersley back in action again tonight as they'll be in Melville, weather permitting.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I mean, I'd imagine Kindersley did spend the night in the area yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, they'll be here all week because they'll be in Melville tomorrow and then back in Yorkton on Friday and Melville again on Saturday. So I would assume that they would stay in Yorkton this whole week.
For sure. It makes sense. So, yeah, I guess in terms as to the attendance of the game out in Melville, depends on how the roads are looking. If you are heading to the game tonight, be safe, and hopefully the roads are a little clearer by that point as puck drop is getting underway at Horizon Credit Union Center at 7 o'clock.
CFG WFM.
But we're leaving work early for more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Earlier on this week, we fired up a contest called Random Acts of Kindness. Basically, you call in and you can nominate whoever you think deserves a $50 gift card from Subway. It could be a teacher, a coach, or even your husband.
I would like to nominate my husband.
Your husband? Who's calling right now?
Tracy Allen.
Tracy Allen, and who's your husband?
Darcy. Yeah, even though he's on holidays today, he is out there with the snowblower clearing the road so that everyone can kind of get out.
Yeah, it is absolutely chaotic out there, hey?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, it takes a special type of person to clear everyone else's driveway and to shovel out the sidewalks, eh?
Yeah, he likes his snowblower, though, so...
Hey, snowblowers always come in clutch, especially in this province. I don't know what we would do without them. I think everyone's backs would be in a lot worse condition.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, coming up real quick, we're going to be making the draw for that $50 Subway gift card. Stick around to find out who's going to get it. Here's Happy Hour and Felix Cartel on Fox.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader are busy helping each other out with their fantasy football teams.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Wherever you are in the prairies, hopefully you're staying safe, and I highly recommend that if you can stay home, please do. It is very slushy and gross and snowy and windy out there. Just stay inside if you can. It's one of those days. And the Giving Challenge is underway with the Community Foundation of Swan Valley running up until November 21st. Your $5 gift becomes $7 thanks to stretch funding from the Winnipeg Foundation and the Manitoba government. If you want more details, you can contact Donna Martin, the executive director, at 204-734-9129. And also coming up on the 19th, the Community Foundation of Swan Valley will be facing off with the Dauphin and District Community Foundation during the Swan Valley Stampeders home game against the Dauphin Kings, and they're going to see who can raise the most money. So not only is there going to be competition on the ice, but off the ice as well.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.